It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, I've been thinking about you. I surely have. And I've been thinking about bears, too. Wait till I show you these. That is a mama bear with a big floppy hat. Oh, real bears don't wear clothes, you know, but this one is a pretend one. There's mama bear and a baby bear. Baby bear, why don't you sit with mama bear right there, okay? Now, if we were going to think about the story of the three bears, what would we do for a papa bear? Somebody'd have to pretend he was a papa bear, I guess. Well, as I look around, I see only one person to pretend he was a papa bear. Well, I think a papa bear would certainly want to wear some sneakers, don't you? Instead of these very formal shoes. Mm-hmm. All right. Get some play shoes on for Papa Bear. Do you ever play or something else? Just a little added something for Papa Bear. I can snap it here. There. Hello, Mama Bear. Hello, Baby Bear. I am a Papa Bear. I never like to scare. I always take good care. I am the Papa Bear. Mama Bear, Baby Bear, I'd like to read our friends the Three Bears story. What do you think of that? Would you like to hear the Three Bears story? Okay, I'll get the book from right over here and we'll read it. There's the three bears. Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Baby Bear. And it says, the three bears, right on the cover. Now, the first picture is the three bears' house. See the house? Here it is. Oh, Mama Bear, I guess, has done some washing, because there's the wash right out in the line. Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived in the forest. The three bears got up in the morning from their beds, the Papa Bear's bed, the Mama Bear's bed, and the Baby Bear's bed. And they got up and made their beds. Wonder where they are. Maybe they're downstairs. Let's look and see. Yep, there's the Mother Bear. She's setting the table and getting ready to eat. There's the Papa Bear's chair, the Mama Bear's chair, and the Baby Bear's chair right over there. And there they are, ready for their lunch. They have soup and bread. But look how hot the soup is. That's the steam going up from the soup. And so they say, the soup is too hot, so what shall we do? We'll take a walk, they say, in the woods. So they just decide to go for a walk while the soup cools off. The papa bear, the mama bear, and the baby bear. While they're walking, Goldilocks comes to their house. There she is. She's just seen that house in the forest and decides to see what's inside. She goes inside and sees the soup. And she tastes the soup. She tastes first Papa Bear's soup, and it is too hot. Then she tastes Mama Bear's soup, and it's too cold. And then she tastes Baby Bear's soup, and it's just right, so she eats it all up. And she tries their chairs, and she finds that Baby Bear's chair is so nice that she sits on it and it breaks. Well, then she goes upstairs. And here she is upstairs looking at the bedroom. And she tries Papa Bear's bed, and it's too hard. Then she crawls in Mama Bear's bed and finds that it's too soft. And then she gets into Baby Bear's bed and finds that it's just right. So she falls asleep. Now the bears come back and come in downstairs, and they look at the table, and there's their soup, and they say, someone's been eating my soup. Sometimes you say, someone's been eating my porridge. And the mama bear says, somebody's been eating my porridge. And the baby bear says, somebody's been eating my porridge, and it's all gone. And they broke my chair, too. So all three of them decide to go upstairs. Look at the sad thing. My porridge is all gone, and she's broken my chair, too. So they decide to go upstairs, and Papa Bear looks at his bed and says, somebody's been sleeping in my bed. And Mama Bear looks at her bed. She says, someone's been sleeping in my bed. And Baby Bear looks at his bed and says, somebody's been sleeping in my bed, and there she is. And Goldilocks wakens up, sees the three bears, and jumps out. And she runs home. She's afraid of them. Yeah. She doesn't know that they're such tame bears. Because you know, most bears out in the forest are very wild. Yes, sir. I think I'll just go and see what the neighborhood of make-believe people are doing today. Ready? Let's look and see. The three bears. There's Daniel's clock. I don't see any bears in that neighborhood, do you? And there's the museum go-round. And X's tree and Henrietta's house. There's the factory and there's the trolley. Come on in, trolley, I have a surprise for you. Oh no, trolley, this isn't the wrong place. No, can you see? I'm really Mr. Rogers. Yeah, that's just a funny hat I had on to pretend I was a bear. Now you know me, don't you? You ready to go to the neighborhood of make-believe? We are. Would you take us, please? Thank you.
To see you. Were you over at the castle with King Friday? Oh, I know he likes it when you come. What were you doing for him today? Show me, would you? Goodbye to the kite. Bye, kite. That's what sometimes happens to kites, doesn't it? The wind just sails them up, and after you let the string go, then down they come. You know there's something that you sometimes do that I just love for you to show me again. It's the way you walk, only you don't go anywhere. You know, with the one foot and then the other foot and... Yeah, would you show me? That's it. It just looks as if you should walk right into my clock here. Would you show me how to do that? Would you give me a lesson? Would you? 1 foot out, the other one up. I think I see. Yeah, I'll try, okay? That? You think that's pretty good? Good. Say, do you do anything besides miming and things like that? Do you? Oh, you like to read, do you? Yes. Big? Big? Yeah. Looks like animals to me. Little? Oh, the three bears. Do you like that story? Do you? Do you have the book? You don't. Oh, I wish I had one to give you. Oh, but I know somewhere you probably could get one. Grandpere has a new machine at his tower, and he calls it the trading tower. And if you say something to it, then it'll come out. So you could ask him. Grandpere over in the Eiffel Tower. That's right. Thanks for my lesson, Mime Walker. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Il y a quelqu'un qui frappe. Oh, bonjour, Mime Walker. Comment ça va? Très bien. Vous voulez quelque chose? Qu'est-ce que vous voulez? Un livre? Oui, un livre. Grand? Oui. Deux? Trois? Oh, un livre des trois ours. Des trois ours? Très bien. Alors, je demanderai à la machine. Machine, s'il vous plaît, un livre des trois ours. Oh, voici, très bien. Vous voyez les trois ours? Vous aimez ça? Voulez-vous montrer en mime comme vous faites les trois ours? Oui, comme vous faites la... Très bien. Would you show me? Oui, once upon a time, il y avait une fois, Papa ours, Mama ours, oui, et petit ourson, oui, Mama ours, oh, elle faisait quelque chose. Oh, très bien, la soupe, peut-être. Oh, mais c'était trop chaud. Trop chaud. Oui. Venez, venez avec moi. And so the three bears go for a little walk in the forêt. Oui. And who is coming? Who is coming? Oh, c'est Goldilocks. Bonjour, Goldilocks. She's sitting on the very heavy chair. Oh, la soupe. Elle est trop chaude. She is sitting on the mama bear's chair. It is too soft. And the soup, too cold. And there is the chair of the little bear. Très bien, and likes all the soup. Oh, but the chair breaks down. And what does Goldilocks do next? She goes upstairs. Elle monte. Elle monte l'escalier. Grand lit. Le lit est trop dur. Oui. Le lit de Mama Ours. Oh, that bed is too soft. And there is Baby Bear's bed. Le lit de petit ourson. Et Goldilocks s'endort. She is going to sleep. And now who is coming back to the house? Les trois ours. But they are very surprised. Ils montent l'escalier. Upstairs. And they find Goldilocks. Goldilocks is surprised and runs away. Elle s'enfuit. Oh, excellent. Ça, c'est excellent comme histoire. Merci, monsieur. Le livre est pour vous. C'est pour vous, monsieur. Merci pour l'histoire. Au revoir. Quel bon échange. Quel bon échange.
Poor Trolley. He's having trouble with people who are pretending they're bears today. Mm-hmm. Three bears. Les trois ours. That's what Grandpère called them. Les trois ours. There was Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear. Papa ours, Mama ours, et petit ourson. Les trois ours, papa ours et mama ours et petit ourson. You think you could sing that with me? Les trois ours, Good. Papa ours et mama ours et petit ourson. Good. Which would you like to pretend to be? Papa Ours? Or Mama Ours? Or Petit Ourson? Which would you like? Ooh, there's someone at the door. Let's go see who it is.
Why, hello. I'm Fred Rogers.
I'm Johnson.
Glad to know you, Mr. Johnson. Who is this?
This is Duke.
Is he a tame bear?
Well, kind of.
He's your bear, I guess, isn't
he? Yes, he is.
Hey, Duke, how are you today? He's interested in that. What is that you're giving him?
Candy corn.
Candy corn. Would you like some, Duke? He sure would. Here's some, Duke. You have a harness on him, don't you?
Yes. He gets so he plays with everything all the time. He got to keep it out of his mouth or he'll swallow it.
I see. Now, when you meet a bear in the woods, you should go the other way, shouldn't you?
Oh, definitely. They have their own territory and they don't like anyone interfering.
No. Because all bears aren't tame.
No, I'm afraid not.
By any means. Would you come up a little further on the porch, Duke? Could you? Hey.
All right, sit down. Sit down.
You have him so well trained. Did you get him when he was a little? Could I have some more candy corn to give him?
Just one at a time.
One at a time. Here, Duke. Look over here. Would you like to get it right there? Good. Loves it. What else does he eat?
Practically anything.
Does he like meat best?
No, uncooked meat is not good for them.
I see.
It bothers their hair a little bit. You have to give them like processed, like dog food or something like
that. Uh-huh.
And then they stay pretty like this.
Well, he certainly is. But could I pet him?
Sure.
A real live bear. But did you get him when he was little?
Yes, about 3 pounds he weighed.
3 pounds? Oh, what's he weigh now?
About 650.
650 pounds? You're a big papa bear. But how old is he?
He's 3 years, 2 months now.
Just 3 years old. Duke. Can you sit?
Stay up there.
Oh, he must know you like him if he'd do things like that for you.
Yeah, he's a pretty good boy, yes.
Oh, are you going to say something?
He talks, too.
Does he?
Yeah. Do you talk, huh? Yeah. He's a good boy.
Yeah, he should
be. Oh, he's a good boy, aren't you, huh?
You do have to be kind to animals when you're a trainer, don't you?
Yes, if you abuse them, they will abuse you back, especially one that's bigger than you are.
Yes. Well, a 600-pound animal could really hurt you.
Oh, yes. But he likes people pretty well. He goes everywhere.
Does he? Where does he live? Where
well,
do you keep him?
He has his own little air-conditioned and heated cage.
Uh-huh. Do you live in a house?
No, I live in a house trailer.
A house trailer?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you can go just anywhere and take your bear. Do you have other bears?
Yes, I have more. 3 more besides this one.
And well, you're the one who takes care of them.
I'm afraid I have to be getting on back now. Everybody has to eat. It's about time, and I'll do a little more training.
Oh, you're going to train some more of your bears? Well, thank you very much for stopping by, Mr. Johnson. Thank you for coming, Duke. Thank you very much. Could you sit up once more before you go?
Stand up once.
Would you stand?
All the way up.
Oh, thank you very much. What a great bear. That's a real treat. Thanks, Mr. Johnson. Never know what'll happen in our neighborhood, do you? Imagine people coming by with a bear. Come on inside. A real live bear coming by. Oh. You know what we've seen today? We've seen a live bear, Duke, standing up like that. We've seen pictures of bears in the bear book. We've seen play bears. We've seen someone pantomiming like a bear, you know, Mime Walker. And somebody dressed like a bear. This has really been a bear day, hasn't it? I would never have been that close to a bear in the forest. No. You know, because usually bears, even in zoos, are biting kinds of animals. Yeah. They're not usually tame like that. Mr. Johnson had that nice muzzle on him anyway, so he wouldn't be able to bite. Oh, I've liked today. I've liked being with you. I've liked all the big things, and I've liked all the little things. Thank you for the little things that happen every day. Thank you for those tiny things you surely send my way. Little things for me alone to see, to hear, to touch, important things I care about so much. Thank you for the smiles I see and the ways I learn from thee each day. Thank you, God, for letting me say I thank you gratefully. Thank you for today. Sure, I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful for all days. Mm-hmm. This was a very special one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I guess you know when we'll be together again, don't you? For another day called tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You know how you say tomorrow in French? Demain. So I'll just say to you, à demain, which means till tomorrow. Have to take these back to the people I borrowed them from. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.